Welcome to Second City Sports Chat, everybody. It's been a while. I am your hostess with the mostest, Ryan Ebner, alongside Petey Tahiti Argus and Joey Real Talk Petrano. Welcome back to the show, guys.
Hey, thanks for having us.
It's been a long time.
It really has. I mean, we did Second City Cinema. That was cool, Joey. But we haven't done Second City Sports Chat in a while. A lot of things have happened. The Broncos won a Super Bowl.
What?
Lots of stuff. You know what else has happened? A lot of stuff. We're getting a lot of followers on Twitter. That's what's been happening. As always, you want to be a part of that exclusive club of our followers? Follow us on Twitter. It's at SecondCityFC. And our second account, at Second_Gaming. Until I make a third account for the movie one, I just used to. You can find us on blogtalkradio.com/secondcitysportschat. If you have Apple, find us on iTunes. And if you have Android, use Stitcher. Facebook.com/secondcitysportschat. And, yeah, let's start this thing off right with the Bulls. Oof. They have been terrible lately. They're 30-30. They're about a half game back of the AFC in the East. Pete, your thoughts on the Bulls so far?
I mean, it's got to be disappointing. You look at the roster, I mean, they've had injuries, clearly. You know, you got the coaching change, so that's going to take some time, too. But, I mean, clearly disappointing. Like, in a bad Eastern Conference, I mean, besides the Cavs, I mean, it's wide open. That's the sad thing. Like, I mean, if the Bulls have a five-game winning streak, they might be a four or five seed. Like, that's how bad the East is right now.
Yeah, it's pretty.
So, I mean, it's absolutely disappointing. But hey, maybe they can get back healthy and, you know, kind of go from there.
Yeah. We will be having a State of the Bulls podcast talk where we just lay into the Bulls, how bad they are, rip them apart. Joey, your thoughts on the Bulls? I know you're in Florida. Thankfully for your eyes, you don't have to see this just disgrace of a basketball team right now. Your thoughts though on the Bulls?
Well, like you said, I can't really watch them here. I kind of wish I could, so I still like to watch, you know, my Chicago teams play. But in this case, I'm kind of glad that I can miss a couple of them.
Yeah, you don't want it.
Yeah, they're sitting at 30-30, 10 in the conference. They're banged up like usual. When are they never beat up? That's the thing.
That is the truth.
This coach, I don't know. I don't know if he's sitting right, if he's the match the Bulls need. Some players definitely need to be getting kicked out. I could see that happening. I think they need to do a revamp and just they need to get players who just don't get banged up every other game.
Well, there's a lot of, I mean, I agree with you there too. I mean, I think the person the Bulls need a revamp, which is going to lead me into the next question is, if you're, as a Bulls fan, do you want to see this team gut it out, grind it out, maybe make the playoffs, be one and done, and or at best, get to the conference finals again and lose to Cleveland? Or would you rather this team just struggle bust it the whole way out and have a shot at a high draft pick in the lottery? Joey.
You play for the end game all the time. Like, we see it as, oh, just tank it and get a good draft pick, but they see it as they want to play and they're going to win when they can. I think they should go for a better draft pick, try to get someone nice and young, you know, who doesn't have a bad history of injuries, who could put down points, who plays defense, very consistent.
Yeah.
Someone who can come off that bench right away and give huge relief to our starters. Just pretty much what our bench has been doing, but more consistency from pretty much every player.
They
so
need
a draft
a
pick probably would be ideal.
Yeah, I agree. Draft pick would be ideal. Especially like you hit the nail on the head. Defense. This team needs some defense. I'm sorry. I get it. Pau Gasol is a great player, but my God, does he not play defense. Ever. Derrick Rose doesn't play defense. Really, I feel like the only person on that team that plays defense is Jimmy, and he's hurt. But I agree.
I was about to say Butler does it.
Yeah, that's it. Pete, your thoughts on a draft pick or pushing for the playoffs?
Well, I'll play devil's advocate here, and I'll make the argument for them to want to play. With wide open the East is, I mean, the Cavs are one little meltdown away from having the East wide open. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, and in Hoiberg's defense and in the Bulls' defense, and I know it's been a huge thing, obviously, in Chicago for years, but I mean, maybe, you know, they get healthy by the time the playoffs start. Maybe they're a lower seed, but they get a chance to play the Cavs, and, you know, maybe something could happen. Like, I mean, we don't know what's going to happen in the playoffs. So, I mean, it's not like you're out west where, you know, you've got some powerhouse teams. I say, you know, see what happens with this team and then, you know, kind of go from there and play it off for next year. Because even if you do, you know, miss out on the playoffs, say you're the 10 seed, I mean, you're getting a draft pick that's like, what, 15, maybe 4, like 13. I mean, it's not like it's a great pick. You're not going to get an impact guy that's going to be, you know, the guy for you. So, you know, you can kind of see from the playoffs, but personally, the Bulls are in a bad spot where it's like, you're not really ascending, but you're not really like, you're not really in total rebuild mode. So it's like you're kind of in that middle game where, you know, they got enough talented players, but they're not on the court right now. And who would have known? I mean, because we give Noah crap all the time, but I mean, clearly he affects the defense with him being out. But I mean, if they don't play defense, you know, they're not going to go anywhere. But I mean, the Bulls actually do well. They play to their competition, which is bad because they play in the East. So they're playing a lot of bad teams. Yeah. So, and they have played well against the Cavs. But I mean, I think they should go for it. You know, just try to get one more year out of it. I think there's going to be a lot of pieces that are gone after the year. But I think they're just going to, you know, try to wing it from here and go from there. But so, I think just play through it.
So that's, you're playing devil's advocate, but how do you really feel, Pete?
I mean,
it's tough as a Bulls.
It is tough because, like, you honestly, if you, like, take a step back, you look at the East, it really sucks. And
bad.
In the Bulls, I mean, you think about last year, I mean, they were, you know, a game or two away from being in the finals almost.
Yeah.
Okay, so, and that was, you know, without Derek being, you know, of the past games, Derek's kind of looked like his old self. And, you know, you get Jimmy back, you know, Mirotić hasn't played in forever. So you get some of those guys back. I think the Bulls are in a bad spot where I think they have to try to go for it. They can't just tank because they have too many veterans. Like, Gasol's going to be gone after the year. So you got to think, okay, so this is a one-year thing with him. Noah's probably going to be gone just because based on his injuries. So a lot of that team's going to be new anyway. So personally, I thought, you know, let's just rebuild it, scrap it, you know, go for the, you know, tank it or whatever. But they're so far into the season, they can't do that.
Yeah.
So I say, you know what, let's just try to make the playoffs and see what happens.
Are you a little upset that they didn't move Powell at the deadline?
Now, I mean, if I would have, you know, seen the offers that were on the table and one of them might have been more intriguing, I would have said, yeah, they should have moved him. But, I mean, from what I saw out there for, like, Ben McLemore of the Kings and maybe a couple picks, I don't know if that was really going to be like, oh, that's going to turn the Bulls around.
Right.
Like, I mean, there's not a deal out there that I think Gar and, you know, Fred were like, oh, let's do this. Like, I mean, I think that was the big thing on that one.
I think looking at the Bulls, and we'll get more into this later, but I think looking at the Bulls, that they, you know, the injuries are always going to be a thing with the Bulls. I've heard it for a very long time now. It gets to a point, like, you know, but that doesn't mean you just don't play defense. Like, these guys just literally don't play defense. They don't want to put a body on anybody. And that's the type of thing. And, I mean, I get it that they wanted to run Tibbs out of town so bad. And, I mean, Fred, I mean, realistically, Fred's been picked that he's going to be the coach for the last 2 years. Okay, everyone knew that he was going to be the coach. And I just wonder if they finish poorly, who gets nailed? Is it Pax? Does Pax say, okay, you know what, listen, Gar, it didn't work. I need to step in and take charge, or do I need to, you know, find somebody else from the outside, bring in a new GM or something? Something's going to have to change here at the Bulls. And I don't know if it will, because I'm a White Sox fan, and I understand how Reinsdorf runs his teams, and he's loyal to a fault. Realistically, he really is loyal to a fault. Whether it's Kenny Williams on the South side, whether it's Gar and Pax in the UC, I don't know. I don't know what to see from the Bulls at this point. But I do agree that – I agree with both sides. I agree that, like what Joey said, that, you know, they need to kind of rebuild a little bit because, like you said, Pete, there's a lot of pieces that are going to be gone, whether it's Powell, whether Derek's moved or he's not. A lot of guys, they're moving on. Gibson. Noah, yeah.
We already lost Kirk.
Damn it.
Who some have said that he is the Mount Rushmore of Chicago athletes.
Whew. Wait, what?
Yeah, some radio host said that he was like he would put him on the Mount Rushmore of Chicago athletes.
Does he not know like how historic the city is?
I don't know. Must not.
He should just. What is he just thinking of the Ben Gordon Bulls days? Because then, yeah, he's on that list then. But like, if we're talking like all Chicago, no, absolutely not.
Like, I was like, what about Michael and Scotty? Fuck,
I throw four.
Right, I throw fucking Dennis over Kirk Heinrich at this point.
Throw Steve Kerr over Kirk Heinrich. Oh, come on, God. Man.
Tony Kukoc.
Tony Kukoc there.
But that will be it for the Bulls. Well, before we go, fun stat. 15 straight games, they've given up at least 100 points.
That's impressive.
Glad that the defense mentality that Tibbs had here is gone. Real.
Hold on. I had an interesting thing that I heard on the radio as I was driving in here.
Mm-hmm.
Waddle and Sylvie were bringing this up. They were kind of scared because this Bulls team reminds you a lot of the Bears a couple years ago when they got Trestman.
Oh, yep. I was gonna bring that up.
Yep, because like Lovey, you know, this defensive coach, kind of ugly wins, and Tibbs, same thing. And now you let go of them because you want to be more offense, and then you lose your identity, and then the team falls apart.
So my thing is, speaking of that, with like Waddle and Sylvie talked about how, is it really just a Mark Hoiberg as a Trestman, or is it more of a Vinny Del Negro? Is it more of a Robin Ventura? And I think he's a combination of all three, to be honest with you.
Which probably isn't good.
No, not for the Bulls. Not for the Bulls.
No.
Not all of it's on Fred. I don't put it all on Fred. I put a lot of it on the front office, like a lot of it on the front office. I mean, also with the players too. Like, they're not even playing together. Like, when you watch this team play, like, Joey, you go on YouTube and you got some time and you watch some highlights from this year, literally, or lowlights better. There's no togetherness, like, whatsoever. I'm really getting tired of, like, listening to the post games afterwards of the players, but, like, I have to because, like, I'm the host is what the most is. But, like, I'm listening, and, like, every time, it's Powell says the same thing, man. Yeah, we're not playing together. We're not playing really well. And but it was interesting the other day was when they asked him, you know, is this team better than their record? And he's like, well, no. Like, you are what your record says you are. You know, and I was like, damn right. And he was like, were you guys more talented than your record? He goes, not necessarily. Record says a lot. And I was just like,
oh, damn.
Okay, pal. See you in Oklahoma City next year. You know? This is just a terrible Bulls team. But at least there's one team doing good things in the UC, and that's Chicago Blackhawks. First in the Western Conference, sitting at 40-21-5. Beat the piss out of Detroit the other day, and then got the piss beat out of them by Boston the next. It's fine.
So, hey, it was a hockey back-to-back. It's all good.
Right, we played Detroit, and our next game is Detroit again. So hopefully we get a big one there. Patrick Kane is looking like he is making a running for their MVP award. Running it. Team USA all day. But interesting news, the Blackhawks bringing Andrew Ladd back. All right, look at this.
I know. How about that?
This team's looking like they want a repeat. They want to go back to back. And I like that about them. I like it a lot. Joey, you had an interesting thing that some of the people down there in Florida told you it would be way cheaper for you to go to see them down there.
Yeah, actually, you'd be surprised how many people, I don't know if they're bandwagons or what, but a lot of people like the Hawks down here. I wear my hat everywhere I go. And at least five or six people every day, "Hey, go Hawks, go Hawks." And a couple of people asked, "Do you like the Hawks? Do you watch them?" And only about two or three of those people that I talk to each day actually watch the Hawks. They're from Chicago. They're diehard Hawks fans. And then the other people were like, "I watched them last year. They were pretty good." Like, bandwagon. Okay, so you don't like the Hawks. But a couple, there's a pharmacist that I talked to at Walmart from Chicago, big Hawks fan. He said he goes to Tampa Bay games when the Hawks play. He said you get them for like 20, $50, like beautiful seats.
That's
You just
awesome.
go and you're right there. I'm like, I probably should look into that.
Yeah,
I
I
mean,
mean,
Tampa's not too far from me. It'd be worth it to see the Hawks.
and you've got all the spring training games, a lot of them down there too.
Oh yeah, they're about 20 minutes north of me. I could
That's
actually go
awesome.
and watch them all.
That's really cool. Unfortunately for you, the Chicago teams are like, nah, we're in
Not really
Arizona.
close to you,
Yeah,
right?
no, they're
We
actually
got
closer to us.
Detroit, New York.
Boston.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Gross.
Gross.
Nobody I care to see.
Right, exactly. But no, the Blackhawks are doing great. I in a back to back. Joey, your thoughts on the possibility of this team going back to back? They are favorited.
They are, but they're not gonna do it.
You don't think so?
Teams that go for back to back never. In my experience, I've never seen a back to back, so I don't plan on seeing one. That regardless of how good they are, because even if you look at the football with Seattle trying to go back to back, it's nearly impossible to do, it seems like. I don't know. I just don't see it happening.
Pete, your thoughts?
I mean, I agree with you, Joey. I think it's one of the, toughest things to do, a repeat. But I mean, I kind of like with the pickups that the Hawks had of Ladd and Fleshman and, oh God, what's the other guy's name that they got from? Dang it, Fleshman, Ladd. God, I can't think of his name from the Canadians. Oh.
Drawing a blank, but
God.
I'll look while you.
Okay. But no, I mean, I like those pickups because it brings to your locker room, a different sense and, a different mentality of these guys want to win a cup. So I kind of like that too. And bringing in a guy like Panarin too, where, I mean, that's big ups to the scouts for
Not
finally.
Weiss.
Weiss?
Is it Weiss?
Yeah, it's Weiss.
Yeah. He's
Yeah.
supposed to debut. Yeah. Weiss, Weiss,
Yeah.
Weiss.
No, I like the pieces they brought in at the deadline because, I mean, they probably could have, had a really good deadline if they just had Ladd, but, they continued to build because, in the playoffs, you're going to need depth. And, I mean, with the way the Blackhawks, play their postseason games, I mean, you might be playing multiple overtime games. So you're going to need some fresh bodies on that ice.
Yeah, we saw
So,
that last year.
absolutely. And, no, I mean, I think they got as good a shot as any, but, I mean, the West is so difficult and, with it being an even number year, the Kings obviously should be favored.
Yeah, and the
So,
San Francisco Giants in the in baseball.
yeah. So I mean, the Giants are going to win the World Series. So I don't even know why baseball's even played. So, not really sure there. But no, I mean, the Capitals are having a great year. But I mean, Blackhawks played really well against them. So that'll be interesting. But I mean, they put themselves in a really good spot. I love the deals that they made. I feel like it does make them a front runner, because of, their pedigree and them winning it last year. So I like the moves and yeah, I think they got a really good chance to repeat.
I think compared to years past, you can definitely tell this team wants a back-to-back. By the moves that they make, how aggressive they've been. It looks like the players are really tuned in. I mean, Marian Hossa is having a really good year. Even though he's aging, he's still having a great year. The Patrick Kane thing, all that controversy we talked about a little over a year ago at this time, we talked about, hey, look at Patrick Kane. is there's, you know, the rape case allegedly and all this stuff. I'm like, man, I don't know how it's gonna affect him. What's gonna happen?
That is, that and the injury he had last year. Totally forgot about that.
Yep. And look what he's done. He's having a great year, MVP like season. Some would say the Steph Curry of the NHL.
No.
But no, he's having a great year. Black is having a great year. I hope they go back to back. I really do. I mean, when else am I going to pour beer on myself after a celebration? So, hoping to God they pull it out this year. And I'm excited to see what they can do. Like you said, they made a lot of great moves. So, it will be a fun Western Conference playoffs. And the rough run rest of the season, rest of the way out. Moving on to the gridiron. The Bears do what I think everybody expected them to do. They tagged Alshon Jeffrey.
Dang it.
Yeah, I thought he was like, I really wanted him in Green Bay.
Dang it. Alshon.
I wanted
poor Alshon.
So my balls, Joey. they tag Alshon Jeffrey. Smart move by the Bears. If you want to continue the growth of what kind of the growth of what we saw with Jay last year, you're going to need weapons, and Alshon's your top weapon. So good move to kind of give them time to work out a long-term deal. The Bears have $60 million in cap room. Jesus.
Ridiculous.
They're like the third highest, I believe. And they actually have to spend like a really big portion of that to meet the threshold there. So, you know, defense, yep, probably a big thing for the Bears. Maybe looking this in line. The draft is getting closer. I'm seeing so many different mock drafts constantly. I've seen some where Carson Wentz falls to the Bears. I've seen some where they just grab a defensive edge rusher. So Kaepernick. I don't yet. Kaepernick. No, we're not getting Kaepernick. I hope to God and everything that's holy that we don't. But looking at the rest of the NFL, Marquise Colston, released. Roddy White, released. Andre Johnson, released. Arian Foster, released. And Doug Martin, released. So a lot of big, well, I guess you would say past big names released, besides Doug Martin. You know, Doug Martin's still got a lot in the tank. But
yeah, go Dougie.
Doug or not. With the I'll let you guys go here. The Packers, what do you think, Joey, starting with you, are the needs for this Green Bay team?
Well, as we've seen a lot, Aaron Rodgers got touched a ton. Mm-hmm. So that offensive line definitely could use some more meat on it. And then the special teams, I don't know why. The special teams always scares me with the Packers.
I mean, it could be because you saw the Seattle game a couple years
ago. That's what I always go back to is, why the fuck did he touch it? That wasn't his job.
Why the fuck did he touch it?
Joey, it's all good. He was cut. It's all good.
Yeah, he deserved it. So, but definitely the offensive line could use some work to give Rodgers some more protection. But other than that, I think offense is fine. Defense, we could probably use a little bit on there. But other than that, I really don't think we need too much work. You fix the line, tweak special teams. There's not too much that needs to be happening.
Pray that Jordy Nelson is everything he needs to be.
Yeah, I've come back healthier than ever.
Yeah.
Hopefully Eddie Lacy loses some of his weight. Gets
lean
again.
Did you guys see the picture of Eddie? He already looks like he's losing weight.
Really?
That's around his face?
That's just water weight.
Hey, it doesn't matter. It's off.
As long as he keeps it off.
Well, yeah.
The fact that we won a championship despite him is great.
That's right.
Pete, what do you think the Packers need?
I think the Packers need to sign Matt Forte. Take him away from. That's what they should do. Is sign Matt Forte.
Excuse me? What?
Ryan doesn't look too happy there.
Sign Matt Forte.
There's no need. You got Eddie Lacy. You're fine.
You sign Matt Forte. You get rid of James Starks. I love James Starks. He fumbles ball way too much. If you have Forte and Lacy, that's a great 1-2 punch that you could have. Forte doesn't have to have all the carries and touches that he had in Chicago. He can be fresh and let Eddie can be that short yardage big back that you want when you got a lead in the fourth quarter. Another thing I would like them to do is to sign a tight end or someone who's versatile as a tight end. They need that badly. Richard Rodgers is
Greg
good.
Olson.
Like, I wish. Richard Rodgers. Listen,
you can't take all former Bears players asshole.
No, I'm saying someone okay. likes Bengals.
Oh, my bad. Okay.
Hold on, guys. I was speaking.
Oh, sorry, Pete. Continue.
It's all right. Richard Rodgers, you know, he had a great year. He's just not the vertical threat that they're looking for. I don't think out of a number one tight end. I think they definitely struggled last year because of that. Because Jordy kind of played that middle game for him when he was healthy. I would say sign a middle linebacker, you know, so you can move Clay to the outside if they can get a guy like Danny Trevathan from Denver. But I feel like
that's going to
be out of the price range because I think the Bears are going to pick him. So this is on my wish list. Is it going to happen? Probably not. But I wouldn't mind if they could sign maybe there's – what's his name? Freeman from Indy.
Oh, yeah.
Solid, you know, a solid.
James
Freeman? Yeah, I think. Or Jarrell?
Jarrell?
Yeah, I think it's Jarrell. Jarrell, if I got your name wrong, I'm sorry, Freeman. Like, you're a good
thanks
player.
Thanks for listening, though.
Yeah, thanks for listening. But, no, I think that'd be a solid pickup for the Packers. And then getting Forte, I think, would be a solid offseason. So
you're lucky Dan's not here.
I know this
he would lay in, yeah,
right into his chest right
so
here.
The whole Forte thing, Green Bay is one of the four teams I'm sure on the list. I don't know if that happens. That would be just a dick move. But it wouldn't shock me, you know. And that's the Bears' luck to, you know, lose. That doesn't mean that I'd be upset that we let go of Forte in any way. I mean, we had to. It was a move that just it's done. Your time is done. It's time to move on. I think he should play for a contender to begin with. Whether that's Green Bay, no. My still thought process is going to go to New England because Tommy Terrific signed an extension. Maybe he wants a little bit more of a run game. Who knows? Never had that. So maybe Matt Forte goes there. Maybe Dallas looks into him. Carolina, something like that. But yeah, Green Bay's definitely on the list. And I pray every day before bed that he doesn't sign with them. So,
hey, trust me, I it's a shot in the dark. I don't think it's gonna happen.
Yeah, but he's only on the list. There's no doubt in my mind that Green Bay is on that list. But pray to God it's not. But you know, interesting. You know, guys like Arian Foster, the Packers take a flyer at him and say, hey, maybe you're the backup.
God, no.
Doug Martin, maybe you take a flyer at him.
I wouldn't mind Doug.
I like Doug Martin.
Yeah, the Doug or not.
That's right. Yeah, Doug or not.
Now, would Doug Martin really want to be a backup? I don't know.
I mean, I don't know.
But in this day and age in the NFL, a lot of teams run a two-back system. Green Bay did it with James. So, you know, I don't know. You know, maybe, you know, the people that are like, wow, Green Bay needs a receiver. No, you got one. He was just hurt. We're moving on. You know, let Devontae Adams be in his third year. Let him be the third guy in the slot. Or, you know, on the outside, let Randall move into the slot again. Your team is going to be based around a lot on what you do just to beef up the line in case another injury, big injuries happen like we saw. Or, you know, hoping that Jordy's healthy. Because that's the big thing. That was obviously what a huge hole in your offense last year. So that all depends on that. And then on the flip side, on the north side, you know, you touch Danny Trevathan or Trevathan. Thank you. I think that's a big guy on the Bears' radar. Obviously, John Fox coached him, so that's a big thing. And they need a linebacker badly. So that's probably a big move for the Bears. Maybe they look secondary.
Malik Jackson, maybe?
Yep. An edge rusher. If you want to find a little bit of line support offensively, that's cool too. But I'm interested in the draft because I think the Bears, you know, with 9 picks, you can do a lot of moving and shaking.
Absolutely.
And whether the Bears think we need to move up, whether they say we can drop back, whether, you know, I don't know what the Bears are going to do. Usually I got a pretty good vibe on what they're going to do. But now the first 2 years of Ryan Pace, I have no clue what they're going to do. I didn't know they were going to go receiver last year. I didn't think there'd be one there for him. So taking Kevin White, that's also a big thing. What can he be when he's healthy? But interesting to see what these two teams in the North, and what the whole North does. I mean, if you really think about it, the Packers are coming off of a little bit of an injury-ridden season, trying to build some things up. Minnesota, they obviously need a major receiver because they just don't have one. AP's getting old. Detroit, you don't even know if your top player is going to retire or not.
He's going to retire.
You have no clue. He hasn't actually, like, said anything.
No, speaking of retiring, we got a big one leaving us.
Who?
Skittles man.
Oh, Marshawn Lynch. You're right. Yeah. Sad day. Sad day for Marshawn. I'm sad. Beast mode.
Is it more sad for Marshawn or more sad for Seattle?
Marshawn, because Seattle will be okay with Thomas Rawls.
Yeah.
I think so. I mean, Marshawn is a very, very skilled player. He was great for Seattle. Really awful for Buffalo, but really good for Seattle. So... sad to see him go just because he's such a character. Kind of like when Clinton Portis retired. You're like, oh, shit, you know. But all in all, man, the NFL offseason, free agency officially, I believe you could officially start signing Wednesday. But, yes. Like, players and all them talk to the teams around Monday, Sunday.
So, yeah, I think that's it.
But you can't, the NFL can't officially approve them until Wednesday. So we're close, and I'm excited. I love this part of the year, so... but moving on from football, let's get to Steph Curry here. He is like the hottest thing on the planet right now. My God. Yeah.
He's hotter than fire.
Pete, I know you saw it the other day. Did you guys see it when he hit that like 28 footer to beat OKC?
Like, I was so.
I bet. Did you see my tweet to you? I'm like, he did that for you.
Oh, God.
Splash City, boy. No, Steph Curry's averaging 30.7 points a game. 5.3 rebounds and 6.6 assists. So MVP, might as well just give it to him. But he's gotten a lot of criticism from past players because, not because of how, you know, arrogant he can be. There has nothing to do with it. Because if it was about his personality, I'd say, oh, it's kind of probably just criticism. No, it's about his play. And I just can't believe, I mean, to an extent, I understand, you know, this isn't the way they played basketball. But at the same time, for guys like Mark Jackson or all these people that come out and say, well, he's bad for the game, that kind of irritates me because why is he bad for the game? Because what? He showed you that you don't have to be a big guy that goes inside and all this stuff and scores? He's doing these things for little guys where he's making threes and his ball handling skills are off the charts. I don't think that's bad for basketball. I think that makes a lot of kids want to be able to play and be like Steph Curry and shoot threes and be successful. You got a three-point line, fucking use it. But Joey, the criticism of Steph's getting from former players, do you think it's just or no?
Well, like you said, the times have changed to where back in the day of, you know, the Jordan era, it was all dunking. It was get inside, get the layups, knock people down. With all the new crap, you can't play defense. There's no touching. There's nothing. All that's left is shooting. I mean, I figure, you know, Curry's probably found that loophole where, hey, I'm just going to shoot, and if I get touched, I still get three, you know, free shots. So might as well just take the shot, get good at it. So I feel like the criticism is just, you know, there's no need for. That's how he plays. Just like you did your layups, he does his threes. Mm. There's, you know, as long as you're making the points and making the wins, what does it matter how you're doing it?
I agree. Pete, your thoughts on the criticism for Steph Curry?
Well, I mean, I was one of those for Steph. But, I mean, he's remarkable. He really is. I mean,
but you don't like him for a different reason.
Yeah, but, I mean, I didn't like him. I mean, it's hard not to like him. You know, I mean, he does it all. And people say, oh, he just shoots the jump shots, just shoots the threes. I mean, he gets inside, he gets hit, and he still makes shots, and he still has a willingness to go into the lane. So, I mean, he's a great player, and I got a lot of respect for him. And, I mean, I can see the criticism, but, like, there's going to be a criticism with every great player. Like, even when Jordan...
I was going to say, yep.
Yeah, even when Jordan was doing his thing, like Magic, Larry, they didn't like it. And before that, I mean, there were people criticizing other people. I mean, that's how it's always going to be. And honestly, I don't like when they compare eras because, like playing style. I don't like that because it's like, to me, that's comparing apples to oranges. Like, these are different, you
To
know, times.
compare how Michael and company played in the 90s to how, I mean, even, we don't have to go that far back, to compare how Kobe played in the early 2000s to compare how Steph's playing now, it's a completely different game. It
Oh,
really
absolutely.
is. Look at how all these teams now are trying to get shooters and do all these things. So just for me, for people to say, well, it's bad for basketball, I think that's ignorant. I think that's you're not looking at the big picture. The big
Yep.
picture of it is the game is evolving. You know, I mean, as much as I love grind out basketball, because I've been a Bulls fan for like the last 5 years, and that's all I've seen. But like, I also love and I respect the style that Steph Curry and the Warriors play. We'll get to this in a little bit, but the whole thing with the Warriors catching the Bulls record and all this stuff, does it affect us as us younger Bulls fans that didn't grow up with that Bulls team? Does it not? You know, are we bitter because of it? I mean, I don't think so. I think we're just enjoying the fact that we get to see a basketball team like this. That's just, they're unbelievable. Unbelievable to watch. Not just Steph, but everybody. And the way that they did it with Luke Walton, who was the coach for a long time, and now that Kerr stepped back in, they haven't missed a beat. It's really impressive. But with Steph Curry is the best player in the league right now. There's no doubt in my mind. Whether, you know, there's people that want to make the case that it's LeBron, I hate to break it to you, it's not. KD, nope. Russell, nope. I mean, Steph Curry, he literally is most consistent shooter. He went and broke his own three-point record that he broke a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
He tied Kobe's record for 12 threes in a game the other day. He's just unbelievable in so many ways, and you know, it's really great to see. Like you said, you know, like, it's hard to deny what he's doing. But Steph Curry, this is gonna be a really easy question. We'll do a roundtable MVP unanimous.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, guys, it's close. The weather's starting to warm up a little bit. We're in March. I mean, spring training is here, and baseball's regular season is right around the corner. We got Pete, who's a Cub fan, who's pretty excited. And honestly, Joey, for us Sox fans, I'm kind of getting excited. It might just be because it's spring training and I love baseball so much. But I'm excited. I'm excited to see what this Sox team does. Now, talk to me again in May, and if they're sucking ass, I'll tell you whatever.
Yeah, I was about to say, let's give it a couple weeks.
Right, but it also means that we're getting close to our baseball podcast where we do the picks. Maybe we get another Rockies Sox World Series prediction from Joey, the wild card.
I've been thinking of a good one.
I hope you have. He's gonna pick
please,
the Phillies.
Please tell me you're putting the Braves in there.
Yeah,
you're the Reds.
You'll never guess this one.
Oh my god, I'm excited. But guys, are you guys excited for baseball? I know you are, Pete.
I am.
You're a Cubs fan, so
I'm psyched.
You have a lot to be psyched for.
I'm probably going to watch, like, Cubs videos after this because my boy Addison Russell hit a homer today.
Yes, he did.
And I haven't seen it, so I'm probably going to look that up.
Nice. I saw it. It was pretty nice. Very nice.
You know what? So I'm kind of glad that, like, your dad wasn't able to get the Chris Bryant jersey because maybe I want Addison.
Mm-hmm.
So, kind of happy now.
Well, hey, more power to you there, man. Joey, are you excited for baseball?
Actually, for the first time in a long time, yeah. I think I want to try to get back into it because I used to watch baseball constantly.
You
want to
go see the new scoreboard?
I'm down to do that. But like I said, like a couple years ago, I watched every game, regardless of who was playing. Mm-hmm. In the past couple years, I could give a shit less. I'll
tell you why, because the Sox are bad.
Not that. I just think I lost interest. I think I got way more involved in the football. And just football just took over my life, and I'm like, I loved it.
It's like an addiction.
I got into,
it's like a drug.
Yeah, I got into the drafting and fantasy. I'm like, this is awesome.
Addiction.
But this year, I definitely want to watch way more baseball.
Hey, man,
and try to get more involved into it.
I am 100% down with that. I am excited. Like I said, I don't know if it's because the Sox or if it's just because I love baseball, but I am really, really excited. And I think, truth be told, I am excited for White Sox baseball to an extent. Maybe I'm sipping the Kool-Aid a little bit because USA Today made that post where the Sox can get 90 wins, even though I think that's just ridiculous. We'll get to that when we get to a baseball podcast. But all in all, I mean, when I read their reasoning, it didn't surprise me. It's like, hey, a weird thing happens every year, and this is what we think the weird thing's going to be. It's going to be the Sox. Rebounding after all the moves they made and just a terrible season they had. Like, hey, we're going to rebound. We're going to rebound. We add a couple good guys. I can't argue that they made positive additions. I can't argue that. You know, it's clearly an upgrade at each spot, whether it's second base, third base. Matt Latos now in the starting rotation, and he has to be your four, so that's not even that bad. Young Carson Fulmer, see what he does this spring. I've been watching that a little bit. But, you know, all in all, I think for the Sox, it's one of those years where you're gonna have to do something, man, because the North Side is taking over. And, you know, for all of us hardcore White Sox fans, it ain't going to draw us. But for the young kids that are, like, maybe where we were, you know, when we were little, like, didn't really know, like, are we going to be Sox fans or are we going to be Cub fans? What are we going to be? And if the Cubs they're not going to let off that firm hold they have on the city, so you got to do something to throw your hat in the race. Otherwise, you are not going to have many fans whatsoever. So, but I'm excited for baseball. I'm really excited. And also, it's March. That means March Madness is here. Oh, my God. It came out of nowhere. I, like, completely was like, I just woke up one day, and I was like, oh, shit. March Madness is almost here. And then our boy who's in the fucking market for selling tickets, what's up? I'm sure you're excited.
Yeah, I mean, I've been talking about March Madness since, like, November.
Some of us start sooner than others.
Well, I feel like I had to for my job. I'm super excited. I mean, it's gonna be nuts. There's been I think 50 something upsets of a top 10 team this year. Like, that's a record. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's gonna be an exciting tournament. I think it's gonna be tough to predict.
I don't know.
This might be the year a one seed loses to a 16. This might be the year.
It could be.
I don't know. But, I mean, if it's going to be a one seed, I could see Villanova being that team that blows it.
Always.
Just because it's Villanova.
Oh, God. They sent me an email about going to school there, and I was like, nice.
Dude, you should have taken it.
Should have. Really should have. But, yeah, no, I recommend everybody – watch the tournament. Get ready here with these next week or so with the conference tournaments. See how they shake out. The Big Ten tournament's gonna be pretty rowdy. It's gonna be real rowdy. Indiana wins the regular season for the Big Ten, but hey, you know, I know Iowa's been on a bit of a cold streak, but maybe they turn up for the tournament. Ohio State, you know, won't even rule them out. Teams like Wisconsin, Michigan State. You know, the only teams you really rule out are, like, Illinois, Northwestern,
Rutgers,
Penn State, you know, shit teams. I mean, you throw Maryland in there too, because I forget that they're the Big Ten. Until you said Rutgers, and I was like, oh yeah, we have Maryland. That's why we got them for basketball. I remember. Yep. But yeah, no, March Madness is here. We'll have our March Madness podcast coming up soon. We go down and we'll do the bracket. We'll see. Maybe one of us does pick the upset. Last year's champ of the tournament bracket challenge, Joey Catrano. Laying the smackdown. Will he repeat? I don't know. The only thing I know about being a champ is right here.
That's right. I wish the podcast could see that. That was a trophy.
Post a picture of it because we're greatness. But moving on here, again, it's almost it's like springtime. It means WrestleMania is right around the corner.
Fun fact, before you say that, it's already spring in Florida. We only have 3 months of winter, so... I'm already currently enjoying 80 degrees spring weather.
Nice.
Just saying. Thanks.
Tuck the balls. Anyway, continue.
I enjoy 3 months of winter. I have 80 degree weather.
No, it's okay to be jealous. I understand.
Why is it that Joey sounds just like your sister when you make fun of them?
Damn.
But yes, WrestleMania 32 is around the corner. We got our matches pretty much set. Shane McMahon versus The Undertaker. The first time we've seen Shane in, like, years. This is awesome. Inside a Hell in a Cell. Shane wins. He gets control of Raw. We got Brock Lesnar versus Dean Ambrose. Asterix. Also, Roman Reigns versus Triple H. Asterix because in about a week or so here, in Toronto at WWE Roadblock, the live event on the network, Triple H defends the title against Dean Ambrose. So if Dean Ambrose wins the title...
He's in the main event against Roman Reigns. See what happens. If not,
spoiler.
Brock Lesnar in the street fight at WrestleMania. So I'm pretty excited. WrestleMania, always one of my big favorite times of the year. It's a couple days from my birthday. I'm pretty pumped. So getting ready. Spring's happening. Well, it's already happening for Joey. That's fine.
Yeah. We don't have to get to that point again.
I mean, hey, man. You're going to be in Carolina soon. You'll be just fine.
Yeah, it's going to be nice.
Yeah, 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 humidity. Dig it.
It's going to be fine, dude. Whatever.
Before we go, I got a question, though, and I know how you just talked about you hate comparing eras, but we're going to. We're going to do the
Bulls. I noticed that when I made my point earlier.
I was like, we're going to compare the Bulls 72-10 team versus this Warriors team and who you think would win. I will start. So, first off, I don't think it'd be a blowout either way. Either way. For different reasons. You look at the Warriors. I think they're a really good athletic team. Draymond Green on the inside, not too bad. Andre Iguodala coming off the bench, not terrible. Steph Curry, Clay, obviously Steph. But then, you know, and they could be a high-scoring team, and I want to know, and what I would be really interested in is to see how do the Bulls match up with that range that the Warriors have, because the Bulls, they didn't have that type of range. It wasn't that style of game. You know, they were more of a hammered-in kind of team, and they, you know, Michael did his thing, and Scottie did his thing, and obviously Rodman. But I think it'd be a good series, maybe six games. Hey, maybe seven. I don't know. But I still think the Bulls will win because Michael Jordan. Pretty simple. I think Michael would take Steph. I think he'd shut Steph down. Scottie, whether you want to throw Scottie on Andre Iguodala, whether you want to throw him on Clay, either way, Scottie is one of the best shutdown defenders in all of basketball history. And then Dennis Rodman, I think he could really body up and mess with Draymond Green's head. I just think experience, everything else that Bulls team had, that Bulls team would beat the Warriors. Joey?
Yeah, I'd have to agree with that, especially if we're going prime versus prime.
Yes.
The Bulls, I mean, I'm pretty sure they're all bigger. They're all very well experienced. And you have Jordan. Jordan's that guy.
He is great.
He just does it all. And it's a different type of game for them.
For both teams, really, yeah.
Yeah, so you got one that's going to be raining down shots and one that's going to be running into your face. So I think that's the point where it's going to be a close game because one's not going to know how to defend the other, you know, to the 100%, you know, good defense. But I think the Bulls would end out, you know, winning the series out of it.
Mm-hmm. Pete, your thoughts?
I think the Bulls would win, kind of based on, you know, kind of like what you guys have said. I feel like Michael, you know, is going to guard Steph and he's going to make his shots difficult. I like Dennis on Draymond because I feel like Draymond's a key part of the Warriors that, you know, makes them as good as they are because he's able to defend bigs and, you know, bigs have to defend him on the outside so that that clears the lane, I think, for Steph and Clay and all them. But I feel like that would be shut down by a guy like Dennis. And, you know, as an emotional of a player as, you know, Draymond is, it was a great point that you brought up, Ryan, where he would get in his head. I mean, I could definitely see that. Because I could see Draymond doing something stupid and Dennis, you know, just laughing at him. So I could easily see that. And I feel like the toughness of that Bulls team, I think, would just get to him. And Jordan's willingness, I don't think he would let them lose. So I feel like they would win that series. But an interesting question for you, Ryan, as a big Iguodala fan. Do you think Iguodala is a Hall of Famer?
Probably not. Probably not.
Why not?
I just don't think he's done enough consistently to be a Hall of Famer. He started off really great in the beginning of his career. But then he kind of fell off towards the middle of it until he got to the Warriors, and now, you know, he's built back up. Maybe, you know, you get a few years out of him playing pretty consistently with the Warriors. Maybe. Mm-hmm. It really depends. But I don't personally, I don't think so. And I love Iggy Azalea.
Okay. No, I wanted to raise the question to you because I know you love Iggy Iggs.
I do.
Which, you know, I mean, I respect him too. And one of my coworkers, when we were watching the Warriors Thunder game last week, he said that Iguodala is a Hall of Famer and is close to Scottie Pippen.
Oh, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
But once he said that, I was like, whoa.
Okay, well, here.
Whoa.
Now I'm going to pull out some stats because that's just ridiculous.
No, we look at the stats. Scottie is not a big scoring machine, but, like, I could see what he meant by, like, comparison in terms of, you know, being a good defender, but Scottie Pippen is a, you know, one of the greatest players of all time, and to compare Iguodala to him is just absurd.
Yeah, like, I just...
I mean, Pippen has led teams to playoffs, even, you know, when Michael was gone for those couple of years, and, you know, what has Iguodala done?
I mean, the 12,000 points from Iggy Iggs is nice and all, but, I mean, even alone, I mean, I've never thought in my mind that Iguodala is a guy that if he matches up with a star, he can be their Robin.
Oh, absolutely.
But, like, I look at Scottie, and Scottie Pippen was the Robin to Michael's Batman.
Mm-hmm.
There's no doubt in my mind.
Yeah.
Scottie, you make an argument that without Scottie, the Bulls don't win as many as they do.
How many did Michael win without him?
None. So
there you go.
You
so,
know,
like, I mean,
every great player. That's why when people always knocked LeBron for leaving, I don't knock him for wanting to get help because, I mean, Christ, every great player needs something. Magic had, you know, he had Kareem and, look at Kobe had Shaq, and when he didn't have Shaq, he had Powell. So you always need that guy that can kind of, you know,
help you
out. Not the big guy, not the, you know, Jordan is the GOAT. We know that, but he needed a sidekick. And I just never looked at Iguodala as a sidekick. Not that I don't think Iguodala is good. I think he is good. I think he's a solid player.
Mm-hmm.
The Hall of Fame. That's tough.
Yeah,
that's tough.
I know. I mean, there's a lot of guys that aren't in the Hall of Fame, like Tim Hardaway.
Yep.
He's not even in the Hall of Fame. Like, I mean, I would put Tim Hardaway ahead of, you know, Iguodala. And, I mean, Iguodala, respect him. Think he's a great player. Hall of Famer? No. I mean, Hall of Fame's tough to get into.
So while we're talking about Hall of Fame, before we go, I'm going to ask you guys, does T.O. belong in the Hall of Fame?
Oh, absolutely, hands down.
Terrell Owens. Joey, does Terrell Owens belong in the Hall of Fame?
Third
all time in most statistics, second in some.
Yeah.
Even though he was a fucking arrogant asshole, totally deserves to be in the Hall of Fame.
That's the thing, though. Those arrogant assholes are the ones that are the good players. That's why they are arrogant.
Look at Michael.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not comparing that. Terrell Owens is the greatest at his position.
He's the GOAT.
That's Jerry.
Jerry Rice sucks.
I always loved Terrell Owens way more, but that's for other reasons. But. Marvin Harrison probably deserved it over Terrell. Probably.
Yeah.
I do like that this morning Terrell said, well, you know, I wish I had the luxury to have Peyton Manning throw me my whole career. Yeah, that's fucking true because it helps a lot. Not that taking anything away from Marvin. Great receiver. He was great hand-in-hand with Reggie Wayne. But, yeah, Terrell Owens deserves it. Of course he does. Mm-hmm. One of the greatest of all time as a receiving position. Regardless of how you feel about him as a person, he's still one of the best. So
it's not the Hall of Fame for
personality.
Yeah, exactly.
But no, I agree. I just want to see because I know some people are like, "No, fuck him. He's an asshole." I don't care if he's an asshole. Was he good at the thing he did?
Hey, Ty Cobb. Yeah, that was a nice guy, huh?
Yeah. People are fucking stupid. That is where we'll leave it today for Second City Sports Chat. As always, guys, you can follow us on Twitter. It's at Second City SC and at Second_Gaming. You can find us on Facebook.com/Second City Sports Chat, BlogTalkRadio.com/Second City Sports Chat. Find us on iTunes and Stitcher. And Joey, you want to give them a little bit of a preview for Second City Gaming we're doing this week?
Yeah, so... small game release, you know, nothing too big, but Tom Clancy's Division Don't know if you heard of it. Pretty big hype.
You should have.
Yeah, definitely getting it. So.
And you know it!
No!
And a couple more different gaming things going on, so. Pretty big month for gaming.
Pokemon Sun and Moon announced.
Yeah. Yeah, quite the big releases that are definitely worth the hype. Mm-hmm. One coming out now, one coming out at the end of the year. Yeah. Know a lot about one thing, nothing about the other. Pretty good discussion topic, so we'll try to get that out pretty quick.
Yeah, guys, we're gonna be doing that this weekend, and then check out Second City Cinema. We did a podcast the other day on Deadpool, the review.
It was fun.
So far, it's been a hit, so I'm glad you guys are enjoying it. And we're going to be bringing out an Oscar review one here that we just finished recording. So, all in all, pretty excited. Pete, best of luck in Carolina. We'll have you back on here while you're out in the good old state of South Carolina.
It's north, man.
Oh, yeah, you're north?
Yeah.
Oh, dude. My dad was swearing to God that it was fucking south.
Well, I mean, in your dad's offense, there's two Greenvilles.
Oh, yeah. That's why.
I mean, yep. Two. No, I'm not getting into it. Nope. Right. Don't worry about it.
I'm going to leave it go. I'm going to leave it go. Have fun in North Carolina. Thank God. Thank you.
I will. But you know what? I probably will be traveling to South Carolina because one of my coworkers got a job in South Carolina.
Nice.
I probably will be in South Carolina some of the time.
And I will be visiting you in North Carolina pretty soon.
Yes.
Yes. Enjoy Florida. Can't wait to have you back up here, buddy. We can party up and chill.
I'll be back soon.
Awesome. I know I don't usually do the quote of the week without Dan, but damn it, I found a great one, so I'm going to do it.
Do it. He hasn't been on, so fuck him.
Screw him.
Dan, best of luck at NIU, buddy.
No.
All right, guys. My favorite time of the week. Ryan, take it away with the quote of the week.
Wait. Oh. Ryan, take it away, quote of the week.
A hero can be anyone, even a man doing something as simple and reassuring as putting a coat around a little boy's shoulder. Let him know the world has an end.
God.
Batman.
You stay brief, yeah. Chicago.